USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
North Korea is accusing the United States of not living up to the spirit of the denuclearization agreement reached at the June summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo telling nations at a regional forum in Singapore to keep up sanctions on the North until it gives up its nuclear weapons. After Pompeo left that conference, North Korea's foreign minister said his country is determined to act in good faith, but is alarmed at what he says is the U.S. intention to go back to the old way of doing things. President Trump speaks at a Columbus, Ohio rally on Saturday, where he heaps criticism on Democrats saying they want open borders,
which equals massive crime. Like, they don't care about it. They don't care about the crime. They don't care about your military, and they don't care about your vets.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Five former NFL stars inducted last night into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, among them Ray Lewis, who played all of his 17 seasons for the Baltimore Ravens and gave a rousing and inspirational speech last night.
I am truly blessed to have met so many men of faith from my childhood pastors, Pastor Brown, Pastor Sims. My relationship with pastors is so vibrant, it's amazing. And they have guided me throughout my life and continue to guide me to this day. I have to thank every pastor that's been in my life and has prayed for my life and is still in my life.
The other inductees include linebacker Brian Urlacher, safety Brian Dawkins, and receivers Terrell Owens and Randy Moss. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro escapes injury after he was targeted in an attack while speaking in Caracas yesterday. Explosive drones going off in what they say was an attempt on Maduro's life. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Tornadoes do not hit central Massachusetts often, but a tornado did tear through the town of Webster there yesterday. There are no reports of serious injuries, but this Webster resident says,
I felt like I was going to be like Wizard of Oz and taken away with it. I'm small, so you know.
About 50 people displaced from their homes. The Red Cross is helping them today. Coal consumption in the U.S. last year was at its lowest level since 1983, and it was the fourth consecutive year of declining domestic coal use. That according to a report from the U.S. Energy Information Administration, which also says the use of coal in electric power generation is down 36% since 2008, the highest level on record for U.S. coal production. Use of natural gas to create electricity is up 16% so far this year over last year, with renewable energy use up by 2% year to year. And actor Sir Patrick Stewart will make it so, again, reprising his iconic role as Jean-Luc Picard, the captain of the starship, on Star Trek The Next Generation. A new series will be set after the show, which ran from 1987 to 1994, and four movies that wrapped up in 2002. Stewart tweeting that returning to the role is an unexpected and delightful surprise. It'll be running on CBS's streaming service, CBS All Access.